From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, hey.
Oh, we're so excited coming to you today with something a little brief, something a little new.
Yeah. You know, we've been seeing each other for a little while now. So
yes.
You got to keep it fresh.
Uh-huh.
You got to try something exciting.
Uh-huh. Y'all know sometimes a story pops up in the news and it feels like a perfect fit for this show, but it's hot, it's fresh, mm-hmm. It's trendy, and it's short.
Yeah.
Like, too short for a full episode. So we decided when something like this comes up, but we can't just look away, we're going to bring you a little mini episode that we're calling Real Quiculous Romance.
Guess who came up with that name?
You get two guesses.
So if you've logged into social media lately, your feed is probably absolutely flooded with little gray, yellow, and green squares.
Yeah.
I know mine is.
Oh, yeah.
And when you see them, it probably fills you either with rage or joy. And this game is called Wordle. And it's basically like the hottest thing on the internet right now.
So hot. Yeah. And if you've ever played Mastermind, it's basically that game. The rules are pretty much the same. You're trying to guess a five-letter word. And so you type a word in, you press enter, and it'll tell you each letter, whether it's gray, yellow, or green, about its placement in the final word you're trying to guess. Honestly, it's easier to learn than it is to explain.
True.
So if you don't know it already, just log in and try a game, and you'll know how to play in seconds. But the squares that you're seeing on your timelines, that's basically how many turns it took that person to get to the correct word.
Right. So it's a little bit of a competition for people to show, you know, how many turns it took.
I got it in three. I got it in two. Those crazy people. I just saw somebody get it in two today, and I was like, what? How?
Anger. And on January 3rd, New York Times wrote an article called Wordle is a Love Story by Daniel Victor. And of course, we had to check that out.
Right.
And it turns out that the creator of the game is Josh Wardle, a software engineer in Brooklyn. And his partner, Palak Shah, loves word games.
Mm-hmm.
So he decided to whip up a little digital game for her after she blew through the daily crossword and spelling bee games from the New York Times.
Jeez.
Which means she's real smart, by the way.
Maybe she should slow down on the word games, you know?
I'm just saying, the daily crossword at the New York Times is very hard.
Look, I used to blow through Mondays and Tuesdays like it was nothing.
Uh-huh.
Wednesdays would take me 2 days. You know, Thursday, I'll do all right.
Yeah.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I'm out.
You're out.
Y'all have fun.
I think David Sedaris once said that Sunday's puzzle requires the kind of mind that can bend spoons.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I'll do it, but it'll take me weeks.
Yeah.
So I don't like to do it. I want to feel smart, not
stupid. Exactly. We'll stick to Mondays and Tuesdays in this house.
I'll blow through a Monday in like half an hour and be like, I am very intelligent. Thank you very much.
Genius is among us. So he created Wordle for her, and that was it. Basically, it was just the two of them playing this game for months. I mean, this guy just used the skills he already had to create something enjoyable for someone that he cared about. Take a note, friends.
Yes.
It can be as simple as that.
That's all you need. Mm-hmm. You've got skills. Apply them.
Skills. Exactly.
Soon, they introduced the game to their relatives, and they shared like a group chat where they all got obsessed and sort of shared how many turns they took and how long they would play for. So Wardle thought, maybe other people are going to like this too. And he put it out in the public on November 1st of 2021. And on that day, 90 people played. 2 months later, 300,000 people were playing along. And of course, now it's everyone you know.
Right.
There's no ads, no links, no nothing. It's just a simple once-a-day game. And I do want to add in here that we are not being sponsored by Wordle or the New York Times here. It just felt like it fit into the show, so we have to do it. I just realized it sounds a little like a Wordle puff piece.
It does, doesn't it?
But hey, it's sponsored, a cool story.
Sponsored episode.
I wish.
No, it's not, if only.
Wordle doesn't have any money. There's no ads.
Exactly. I was just about to say, honestly, the marketing is so brilliant because it makes it, the little squares, people are just sharing. And there'll be like three turns or whatever. Yeah. And you're just like, what am I looking at?
Right.
You get so curious. So it's all word of mouth. And Miss Shaw, his partner, ended up taking a really big part in building the larger game. Because in English, there are about 12,000 five-letter words. But a lot of those are kind of bonkers, weirdo words that ain't nobody know. We're not going to be able to guess that. For example, have you ever heard of Yonic? It's like phallic, but it means in the shape of a vulva.
Oh.
So it's like camel toe, I guess.
Or like that George O'Keefe painting is very yonic.
Oh, okay.
Right?
I see that.
Yeah, yeah.
See,
or like the Washington Monument is phallic. The birthday party tunnel in Succession is yonic.
Perfect. Or how about karst?
K-A-R-S-T?
Well, obviously, that's the irregular formation of limestone. Everybody knows that one.
Who didn't know?
So anyway, Shaw got on board and she sorted through the 12,000 five-letter words in the English language and eventually pared it down to about 2,500. And at one word a day, that'll give them enough for about 6 years of gameplay.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Josh was also apparently part of designing this other internet game kind of experiment for Reddit back in 2015. I hadn't heard about this, but it's called The Button. And what it was, it's a little button with a countdown timer. And every time you click the button, it resets. And anyone can click it. The timer will reset. It's the same for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
If 60 seconds goes by with no one clicking the button, the game ends.
Right.
And it ended up going on for over 2 months. It was like 2 months and 4 days before 60 seconds passed with no one pressing the button.
Hmm.
It ended up being pressed a million times.
Huh.
1,008,316 times exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, and like people formed cults around it.
Of course.
There were like pressers and non-pressers. Like people were really emphatic. I'll never press the button. And other people couldn't wait. So it was this weird social experiment. I think it's brilliant.
Yeah, totally.
And
people love to label ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
We love to label ourselves.
Absolutely. And then just to see how long something can be sitting there on Reddit before somebody just goes a full minute without interacting with it.
How trendy
that stuff is. It's crazy.
Ugh, wild.
It's a cool idea.
So, yeah. So it's, I guess, not surprising that he would turn around and be able to make a cool word game as well with those skills. And yeah, every day, Shaw wakes up. She warms up with the Spelling Bee app, and then she dives into Wordle. And even though the game is being played by everyone but you right now, actually everyone but me, because I'm not playing it, even though I love word games, but I haven't given it a whirl yet.
Yeah.
Anyway, even though it's being played by like so many people, and it is, again, the hottest thing in the world right now, she knows that it started as a gift specifically for her. And she told New York Times, quote, "It's really sweet. This is definitely how Josh shows his love."
So
isn't that cute?
I love it.
So now we're all reaping the benefits of his adoration of his spouse.
See,
isn't that lovely?
Love does so many things for the world.
Doesn't it?
You know, really brought us all a little gift,
mm-hmm.
didn't it? I love that it's one word a day. Same word for everyone.
Yeah.
He said that was part of the appeal, is to make it kind of scarce.
Yeah.
Right? So you wouldn't just sit there droning on and on. It's not about sucking your time away. It's just a little thing you can share with everybody.
Yeah.
And I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
Because I will get sucked into a word game or any kind of like
brain
teaser games. I'll just play them I'll look up and be like, oh God, I've wasted my life.
Oh my God. I have a word jumble game that like is basically my before bed.
Yeah.
Because like, there's no timer on it. So you just like make words until
you
fall
asleep. Yeah.
Oh my God, the amount of time that I will sit there. It's terrible. So thank you, Josh, for giving a shit about our productivity.
Right. Well, I hope you all enjoyed that. Again, just a quick little pop in. We just wanted to share that story, but it wasn't going to make a full episode.
No.
But we figured we'd just send you out a little mini one, see what you thought.
Yeah, plus it's nice to see you. You know, we're getting greedy for your company.
Oh, God, yes.
So we had to give you something on a random day.
It's true. So I hope you enjoyed it. Let us know what you thought. Of course, reach out to us anytime, romance@iheartmedia.com.
Right, or on social media, Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Dynamite Boom.
And I'm at Oh Great, It's Eli.
And the show is at Ridic Romance.
Tell us what you thought of this little mini show.
Yeah, if you like them, we'll keep them going.
Yeah, we'll do them occasionally. It's not going to be every week. We ain't got time for that. But
when
something comes up, we'll do it.
Yeah.
And we will be back with another brand new episode tomorrow and every Wednesday and Friday. So don't miss out on the next one. We'll see you then.
Yeah, bye.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.